Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow.
My God, they do anything.
Yes, sir.
My God, they do anything.
Hello, my friends. Welcome once again to Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast. I am your host and your radio pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and we just love bringing church into the comfort of your home, teaching the divine principles of the Holy Bible, and learning how to apply that divine principles in our daily lives. And this is a blessed day. It is a blessed day because the Lord woke us up, and he didn't have to wake us up, but he did, because he has the power. It's all in his hands. When the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the third day, early one Sunday morning, he said, "Behold, all power," not just some of it, but he said, "All the power in heaven and in earth is in my hands." And I just quote that from what he said. Amen. And so I believe it, that he does have the power, amen, to do anything. Amen. And you know what? He don't have to do what we want him to do. He does it because he loves us, but he don't have to. You know, sometimes we, amen, we feel that we can push God, amen, that we can make a deal with the Lord and say, "Well, if you bless me with this, then I promise you I will do that," in so many words. However, you cannot bargain with the Lord in that way, amen. There's one thing that he does inquire for us, and that is total obedience, amen, to be obedient. It says in the scriptures that obedience is better than sacrifice, hallelujah. And when we are obedient, amen, and then for that purpose, God, amen, will bless us, amen. He will smile upon us because of our obedience, and he count obedience and faith, amen. They all come together, obedience and faith, because it takes faith, amen. You know, when we all have a portion of faith, how do we strengthen our faith? We strengthen our faith through the study of the word, by the hearing of the word of God, and that is how our faith, amen, grows stronger. But without the word of God, amen, then our faith will remain dormant. Amen. It would be to the point, hallelujah, that we lose hope easily because of the lack of. So therefore, amen, as I speak about this, amen, it is good for us to please the Lord, amen, and through obedience. And what should we be obedient to? First of all, we should be obedient to his word and what he require for us, hallelujah, to live in this world that we are living in. You know, it takes obedience to walk on the right side of the street other than the wrong side of the street. You know, it says that wide is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to life. And so only a few is able, amen, to walk that narrow path. And the reason why the path is narrow is not that the Lord is making it difficult for us to walk a righteous life. However, the reason why, because it is an individual walk, amen. No one can walk with you. If they choose to, that's good. But however, no one, you can't expect anyone to walk on the right road with you. It has to be their choice, amen, to walk. And if they choose not to, amen, then you just continue to stay on your path, amen. You don't get off the path because the one that you want to walk with you doesn't. You stay on the right road. God has a way of working all of that out, amen. And that's just some examples of obedience, amen. Well, this evening, we are going to open up our mics, telephone lines for all of you who dialed in so far. We have a trivia hallelujah, that we expect to hear if you have the answer to it. Amen. I am interested in what you have, amen, researched and what you have found. Amen. And it's good to research the Word of God. It teaches you how, amen, to study and how to research. Amen. So I'm so proud of every one of you. Amen. If you get the answer right, I'm proud of you. And if you don't get the answer right, I'm proud of you because of your effort. Amen. Of at least your research and studying. Amen. So our trivial, amen, is this. And then we'll open up and say good evening, amen, to all of our guests. The trivia that I had posed to you is, when was the first blood shed? Amen. When was the first blood shed? Amen. And so that was our trivia. So we're going to, first of all, we're going to say hello to Sister Tazera. That's 1397. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints on the line. May God bless everybody.
Amen.
I found it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, where God had to make Adam and Eve some clothes, so he had to kill animals to make Adam and Eve some clothes.
That's right. Amen. That is correct. Amen. But God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. And also we have our own Sister Davis. God bless you.
God bless you too. Good evening, Bishop Taylor and First Lady Rita, and to all the saints on the line, hello, and may God bless everyone. I found the same thing as Tazera. I found it in Genesis 21, where he had to kill an animal to get the clothing to cover Adam and Eve.
That's right. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And our third caller, what I'm calling is the last four numbers in your phone, and that's your last four numbers are 4286. How are you?
Fine.
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes. How are you? Yes, I hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Just enjoying listening to you.
Oh, well, thank
and,
you. This is Sonia?
Yes.
Yes, first time caller, everyone is hear you. They hear you, and we thank the Lord for you calling in this evening.
Thank you. And I'm
Well, thank you. We got a message. I'm going to give a message in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that is my longtime friend, Sonia. Amen. Been knowing her for at least 15 years, maybe a little more. Amen. And I'm so happy to know that she had dialed in this evening. And we have 6695. God bless you this evening.
Praise God, Bishop. This is Missionary Mary. I'd like to say
yes,
hello.
Yes, Missionary.
I like to say
God bless you.
To all the saints out there. And mine was a little different because I had Cain and Abel from Genesis, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You said the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how.
All right.
Right.
Yes. Well, thank you for your research. Amen.
Thank you for your research.
I'm gonna do a little teaching on that tonight. Amen.
Okay,
thank you. God bless you. All right, and 2429, God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh,
I can't complain. This is Evangelist. Of course, you know who I am.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. But I got my answer because this, you know, by this being the first murder, taking a life by shredding human blood. So blood represents life, and if blood is removed from a living creature, all will die because God created life, and only God should take life away. And Cain killed his brother Abel. And when God came to ask Cain where was his brother, and that's when Cain told his brother, am I my brother's keeper? And I found my answer in Genesis 4, starting at the ninth verse. And he said, now you are not, then he said, what have you done? And that's when God said, listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
That's right. That's what the Lord did, and that's what happened. Well, thank you.
Well,
God bless you.
Okay,
I'm going to give a clue. I'm going to give a clue later on. Amen. That was our own Evangelist Moore from Indiana and Evangelist Linda from Indiana. Amen. And we have Sister Gloria. Good evening to you, Sister Gloria.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor. Hi, Sister Rita. How are you this evening? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm listening. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you well.
Oh. Okay. So how are you this evening? That's what I was saying to you. I'm sorry.
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
So the trigger that you, the answer that I came up with was when God had to kill an animal to make clothes for Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also,
alrighty.
I read about, you know, Abel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and that's Sister Gloria. Amen. So it looks like we have two separate answers. Amen. To the trivia. Well, the trivia that I was looking for, the answer that is that I'm looking for, is, remember I said, when was the first blood shed? Amen. And I knew that this would kind of be a little tricky because, hallelujah, I knew that we're used to hearing about Cain killing his brother Abel. Well, that was a murder. That is true, Evangelist. That was the murder. But that wasn't the first blood that was shed. Amen. The first blood that was shed is found in Genesis, and that's 3, and that's verse 21. And that was the first blood that was shed. And I'm going to explain to you exactly why I said that. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer right now, and then I'll begin with the lesson for this evening. Lord Jesus, we come to you in your name, and we thank you, Lord, for saving us. Amen. We thank you for that. If it wasn't for you dying on the cross, dear Lord, we would not have the promise of salvation. We would just be lost in our sin to perish forever. But, Lord, because of that perfect sacrifice through you and through the shedding of your blood, hallelujah, your precious blood, and that is why we have the promise of salvation. And we just thank you for that, Lord. I ask, dear Lord, this evening that everyone under the sound of my voice, amen, will, hallelujah, benefit from tonight's lesson. And that what they're about to hear this evening, dear Lord, would open up a deeper understanding, hallelujah, of what the meaning of the blood. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you have given me, your servant. Now, Lord, for each and every one who's tuned in, I ask you to bless them with the crown of prosperity. Dear Lord, remove every obstacle that keeps them from enjoying prosper, dear Lord, because of your riches and glory. I know that you will, that we all, amen, will enjoy life on this earth, that we would not have to suffer, we would not have to lack for nothing. So, dear Lord, I just thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you that you are able, dear Lord, to rise up a poor person and bring them up into the mountains of prosperity, taking them from the valley up into the mountain. You're able, dear Lord, to dry our weeping eyes. Dear Lord, you are able to remove anything that separates us from you. If we just are willing, dear Lord, then I know that you are able. So I just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so it was Genesis. Amen. That's right, the third chapter and the 21st verse. See, what happened is because, as you can remember, that Adam and Eve were ashamed of their nakedness. Amen. So they clothed themselves, amen, with what they can find. Most probably was the leaves and branches from the trees in the garden. Well, God, he already knew what they was doing, and they were hiding when he walked in, and he said, "Where are you?" And then, "Why are you hiding?" And they answered and said, "Because we are naked, and we did not want you to see our nakedness." Amen. Well, so they had on, you know, their own way of trying to cover up. And what they was covering up, amen, was shame and guilt. Amen. The shame and guilt of disobedience. And because the Lord told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they did anyhow. And so they were disobedient. And he told them if they were to eat from it, that they would surely die. Amen. And Eve, as we know, she was tricked into eating the forbidden fruit. And after she ate, she gave it to her husband, Adam, and he ate from it. And so both of them at that time, amen, became naked. Now, they were already naked, but they didn't have any shame. But I want you to look at the spiritual side of this, because they were clothed with the glory of the Lord. Amen. And so when you're clothed with the glory of the Lord, there is no shame. Amen. You have no reason to feel shame, and you have no reason, amen, to have a guilt, because you, amen, have the glory of the Lord upon you. And that word of clothing, the glory of the Lord. But when they, amen, ate from the forbidden fruit in the garden, my people, that was when they discovered that the glory was no longer, amen, upon them. They were no longer clothed with the glory. So therefore, all their eyes was able to see was their own nakedness. You know, there's a paraphrase or a parable in that, is that, you remember the old saying, your mama used to tell you, don't let nobody catch you naked or put your pants down. Amen. That because don't let nobody catch you doing something that you can be ashamed of. That's what the parents was trying to tell us. If you can remember, I know my mama told me that, you know, don't let nobody catch you with your pants down. So in other words, don't do something that would bring shame and guilt upon the family and as well as yourself. Amen. Because what we do will reflect on our family. It comes right through the family. And so what God did, amen, is that he provided clothing that was more fitting for them. So, of course, he had to slay a lamb in order for them to wear clothing. And that was the first clothing that was ever worn, amen. And it was skin, the skin of an animal. Well, God made that for them. And clothe them with that. You see, man is not able to cover his own shame and guilt by his own ability, because it's not going to be adequate enough. It's not going to be good enough. Only God is able to provide an adequate clothing, amen, to cover our sins through the blood sacrifice. So that was the first blood sacrifice that was made, amen, in the garden by God himself. Now, the blood is powerful to understand that. You often hear when we pray, we say, we plead the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And it's good when you say that, but a lot of people do not understand the content or the power that is in that when you plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, Cain did kill his brother Abel, amen, and the blood of Abel, amen, cried out to God from the ground, amen, because there's life in the blood, amen. It's important to understand how precious our blood is. If we was to lose a certain amount of blood, we could not live without that. So the life, amen, is in the blood. Amen. I just love this. And I don't want to rush through this too fast because I want us to, amen, to go through a few scriptures here. Amen. Now, as I was saying, the first blood sacrifice that ever taken place in the Garden of Eden. Okay. And what happened is God threw them out of the garden because of their disobedience. From that, the curse was brought upon them. The curse, first of all, the curse of sin. See, anyone who's living in sin is cursed. And you can't live in sin and expect for God to bless you at the same time. Amen? That doesn't happen. Now, you see a lot of people, amen, that's living in sin, and they do all kinds of things for money. Amen? They do all kinds of things, and they get rich. They're able to buy on the finest of cars and different other jewelry and trinkets that they wear. But that's not God blessing them. They didn't get that blessing from the Lord. That comes from Satan. Amen? He's the one that provided that car and the jewelry and all of that. But you see, it's superficial. It's only a surface. It will pass. It will not last. Sooner or later, that individual who lived that lifestyle would lose it all. Amen? They would lose it all. And you notice how they spend it. They don't spend it like it's hard-earned. Amen? They spend it like pouring water, amen, on the ground. And it's not doing anything at all but just spilling on the ground. In other words, there's no dignity in it. You know, it's just buying things, a worldly view, having a worldly personality. So, therefore, well, man is not able to cover himself from his own guilt. And remember, Adam and Eve were hiding. Don't we hide? Yeah, we hide when we're wrong. Amen? And you hide when you don't tell the truth. That's hiding. Amen? When you're wrong, you're just going to hide because of the nature, the sin nature, amen, of disobedience. So they were hiding in the garden, but God found them. See, you might can hide from me or you can hide from your brother or you can hide from your friend, but there's one person you can never hide from, and that is God. Because God's eyes is able everything. His eyes is all over, amen. He doesn't slumber. He do not sleep. He don't even yawn. Amen. Because his eyes is beholding everything that's going on in the whole universe. Amen. So we can't hide from God. No matter how deep we dig ourselves in the hole, we can't hide from him. No matter how high we try to get up into a mountain, we can't hide from him. So we need to stop hiding. Amen. We need to stop covering ourselves. Amen. Every time we do wrong, we want to get covered. We want a mercy. Well, it doesn't work that way. Mercy comes to those, amen, who is walking with the Lord. Amen. Now, you can get some grace, and then you can, you know, the Lord will give you some grace because he loves you, but sooner or later that grace is going to wear out if a person continue to be disobedient and eat that forbidden fruit. What is that forbidden fruit? Well, it says the forbidden fruit is what the Lord said. Some people say it was the apple. Well, I don't even want to say that it was apple. We don't know how it looked. But one thing it says, if you explore it, one thing it did say is that fruit, that forbidden fruit is clear. It says the forbidden fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? The forbidden fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, some people would say, what's wrong with a man having a knowledge of good and evil? And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Well, just think, when Adam and Eve, when they were created in a garden, they knew good. They knew nothing but good. Hallelujah. They didn't know evil. Why? Because evil, we shouldn't know evil. Look at a child. When a child is raised correctly into a household and the parents, amen, keeps them sheltered and shielded from the evils of the world. You know why? So that they would not have the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. They should only have the knowledge of good and good things, good talk in their household. What is shameful about this is when a parent, amen, is doing all kind of things in the face and the company of their children. Well, that is giving their children a death penalty, so to speak, in their own spirit, because they are observing good and evil. At time, once you get enough evil in there, the good is going to walk away. And all that you will know is nothing but evil. And when a person gets to that point, that all they know is evil, and they do evil things. And when they do evil things for so long, they don't even have a conscience. Isn't that something? To be able to not have a conscience. And I'm going to tell you, a person without a conscience is a dangerous person. That's right. You can't trust a person without a conscience, because they do what they do, and they don't care about how you feel about it. They're going to do what they want to do. You can't change a person like that. The best thing is to stay away from an individual, even if it's your own brother, if it's your own sister. Amen. If you want to live right, you can't be with even family members who don't want to live right, because they'll pull you in into their world. Well, that's how it is. That's just the way it is. Amen. So that blood sacrifice was very important. Amen. Because there's a life in the blood. But there's something more than that. There is in Exodus, the book of Exodus, in the 12th chapter of Exodus, amen, a lamb was sacrificed in order for the blood to be placed on the, let's say, the door, amen, the doorpost, the top and the two sides of the door. And the reason why God told Moses to do that, because the death angel, the land of Egypt, and to kill all the firstborn of Egypt. And the only way that the Hebrew slaves were able to be saved from that is that, amen, they had to sacrifice a lamb. And once again, see, they sacrificed a lamb, and they took the blood from that lamb, and they marked their doorposts with the blood. So when the death angel passed by, amen, he kept on going because he saw the blood. Hallelujah. He saw the blood, and when he saw that blood, that was a sacrifice blood. It was from a pure lamb without spot and without blemish. And when he saw that blood, he kept going. But when he got to the camp of the land where the Pharaoh and his soldiers and the Egyptians was living, they cried out because their firstborn, whether it was the son, it was firstborn son, and even the firstborn animals that was firstborn, the cattle and all of that, they died. Amen. They were killed with the plague of death. It is the blood, hallelujah, that has life. And God honors the life that is in the blood. Amen. Now, is that good so far? Amen. I hope you understand that. And let me give you another reference. Amen. And that's in the book of Genesis. And if you can recall, Abraham, amen, Abraham was promised to have a son, hallelujah, and it took him a long time. Now, just to catch you up with that story quickly, is that God promised Abraham that he would have a son. It was very important to a man during that time to have a son, because when they die, they can leave their riches or whatever they had to their son. The son was to inherit the father's kingdom or riches. So Abraham didn't have anyone to leave his riches to. And God was letting him know, yes, don't worry, you're going to have a son. Now, it took a long time for that to happen, because Abraham was 100 years old, finally, when he had a son, and Sarah, his wife, was in her 90s. That was unheard of, because Sarah was barren. She wasn't able to have any children. And then that's the miracle in it. She couldn't have children. However, remember the song said, God can do anything, when you first came on the air? God can do anything. There's nothing impossible with God. Everything is impossible with man. But with God, there's nothing impossible. And so, therefore, Abraham finally had the promised son. Now, Sarah tried to trick him, you know, say, well, maybe God was talking about you having a child through your concubine or your slave girl. And Abraham listened to his wife, and the slave girl named Hagar, she had a son named Ishmael. But that is not who God promised. See how we try to cover things up and change everything and mix it up? Every time we mix things up on our own instead of being obedient and waiting on the Lord, we mess up every time. And that's what happened. So finally, after waiting until he was 100 and Sarah was in her 90s, Sarah had a child by Abraham, because that was God's plan to have the child. And it would be Abraham's seed that was planted in her womb to have a child, not the slave girl. Amen. So she had a child, and they named him Isaac. They named him Isaac. And Isaac was the promised child. It's a blessing that when God promised you anything and you receive it, you just have to be, amen, patient with the Lord. But lo and behold, Abraham was tested. God put him to the test. Let me read so far a little bit about that. That's in Genesis, the 22nd verse. I'm sorry, 22nd chapter. Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to Abraham, Abraham, and Abraham answered, here I am. Then God told Abraham, take your son, your only son, whose name is Isaac, whom you love, and go to the mountain and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. That's what God did. He tested Abraham. He wanted to see would Abraham be obedient. Now, here we are. Just saying, wow, why would God tell Abraham to kill his son, to give a blood sacrifice? Amen? A burnt sacrifice and the blood. Well, let's go a little farther in that. Because God wanted to see how obedient Abraham was. So Abraham was obedient. He took his only, his favorite, you know, the son that he waited until he was 100 years old. Can you imagine how proud he was? Amen. Walking through the camp and all of the men, amen, was patted on his shoulder when Sarah was pregnant at 90. Yeah, man, you still got it. You know, that's how men do. You know, you still got it. And so she had the child. So he was proud. Now God tells him, I want you to sacrifice your son unto me. And he took his son to the mountain and was getting ready to cut his son's throat. And before he did that, God stopped him. And it was an angel that the Lord sent. And the angel said, don't sacrifice the lamb, the lad, in other words, the little boy, because now I know that you are faithful and that you believe and you are obedient. Look, there is a lamb for you. And so when Abraham looked, God once again provided a sacrifice for Abraham instead of Isaac. See, God will test you. He will test you to see if you say or do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to walk with him, you say you're going to live for him all the days of your life, the test is going to come. Texas is not easy. He's not going to warn you about the test. You see, what happens is that he will place you in a position, amen, to be tested. And then he will allow for the enemy, amen, to put things in your mind. And while he's doing that, that's where the test comes. Are you going to say no, amen, to the disobedience, or yes to being obedient? God can do anything. If, let's say he would have killed his son and sacrificed him to the Lord, God is able to give him another son. And that's part of what Abraham was thinking. Well, he gave me this, and I know he'll give me another one. But if he don't, then he's still God, and I'm going to be obedient. God provided a lamb for Abraham to sacrifice, and that's that precious blood again, see? See, that's that precious blood. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you can, amen, hear and understand where I'm coming from about the blood. In the book of Romans, it says that by the blood of Jesus, amen, we are saved. Now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was, well, let's say Isaac was a foreshadow, amen, of Jesus. See, God is always going to set you up, amen, just to see, hallelujah, are you going to follow him? So Abraham's son Isaac was a foreshadow of the Son of God, which is Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. But why did he die? He could have came down from the cross. He had the power to do that. He could have just spoke the word, and there were hundreds of thousands of angels that would have came to his rescue and brought him down from that cross. But he didn't. Why? Because he understood that he was obedient to the Father God. He knew what his purpose was, not just to be born as we celebrate Christmas, but to die as we celebrate what we call the Good Friday. Amen. On Good Friday, that was the day that he died. That's why they call it Good Friday. Amen. And his blood was shed for us. And God saw the blood of his only begotten son and counted that as being righteous, counted it as being the payment, amen, because of ransom. It was a ransom payment because Satan had us, amen, kidnapped. Satan had mankind. When I say us, I'm talking about mankind from the garden all the way up into when Jesus was died on the cross. Satan had us kidnapped. And the only way to be freed from the power of the devil, amen, would be from the ransom. No amount of money could be worth to pay for your soul, because that's how precious our souls are. Hallelujah. Is that no amount of money can buy your soul. That would not be enough, no matter if you win $100 billion in a lottery. That still would not, amen, be enough to save your soul. The only ransom payment for our souls is the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel good about that. That's why we say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray the blood of Jesus over this situation, because the blood is powerful. The blood is pleasing to the Lord. Hallelujah. The blood. Amen. There's a song about the blood of the Lord. Amen. Amen. There's power in the blood of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time you have communion, that communion represents, amen, the blood of Jesus and his body being sacrificed. So when you drink the juice, you know, we don't drink the wine, but we drink the grape juice, which represents, amen, the blood of Jesus. And then we eat that little cracker, amen, that piece of bread, which represents, amen, his body. If you have not yet had communion, amen, I would like to do that for you, amen, to have communion with you, amen. And I'm praying for that to happen, amen. That is my desire, amen, that we can have communion together. We're going to have it. We're going to have it. I see the Holy Spirit is putting that on me to do that, and I'm going to be obedient. I can't let nothing stop me from doing the work that the Lord has called me to do. If I have to do it alone, I do it alone, because I love the Lord. Amen. Now, my friends, when we plead the blood, and when we understand what this means now, how precious the blood is, the power in the blood. Remember, there's life in the blood, but there's eternal life through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. There's life in the blood, but eternal life is through the blood of Jesus. In the book of Revelation, it speaks about that as well. It said we are freed from sin by his blood. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. That's what set us free from sin. When we pray to be covered by the blood of Jesus and mean it, hallelujah, and really mean it, you're free from sin. Not just, see you're free from the guilt and shame of sin. We're free from the act of sin. Amen. We're free from the captivity that sin puts us in, because the blood of Jesus, we plead that. We should say, wash me clean, Lord, by your blood. I'm just giving you a proper prayer to pray, amen, so that you can be cleansed from your sins, so that you can be able to walk with the Lord once and for all, being free from sin. And yes, you can be free. You can live sin-free. I'm not saying you can be perfect, but you can live sin-free, because that's what the word said. We're free from sin, amen, by his blood. And it's all things are possible. How do you think of a man or woman walk upright, amen, and walk holy in holiness? It said without holiness, no one can see the Lord. I want to see God. And that's why I'm trying to live holy, because I want to see the Lord. You cannot see him without holiness. Amen. So we plead the blood of Jesus upon each and every one of us, but you got to pray for yourself. You got to go into your secret closet, and you must ask the Lord, Lord, now that I understand what your servant, Bishop Taylor, has said about that blood, Lord, I'm asking you, hallelujah, to cleanse me, blood. Cleanse me from my sin, in other words, because of your blood that you shed for me on my behalf. It's another powerful in Revelation. It speaks that, amen, the power, there's two weapons against Satan that can defeat him. The first one is the testimony of the saints. So when you testify, Satan don't want you to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Satan don't want you to talk about how or what he brought you through, because it encourages others when they hear your story. Hallelujah. But the second one, which is the most powerful, is the blood of Jesus. The devil cannot stand to hear that. He don't like me talking about the blood of Jesus now, because he runs, he's screaming, he hollers when you talk about the blood of Jesus. He wants company. Amen. But I don't want to give him any company. I don't need him as my company. My company is the Lord Jesus Christ. My company is the gift of the Holy Spirit, that I am saved, sacrificed, sanctified. Amen. And I'm walking in holiness. And I thank the Lord. But I can't do it by myself. In other words, I can't do it on my own. It's impossible for me to do this on my own. So, my friends, that is our lesson. Amen. That is the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's our lesson for tonight. Amen. Don't hang up yet, though, because we're not done. But I just want to, amen, give you, amen, that understanding of divine science, of how precious, amen, and important it is to understand why is the blood. Why does God count that blood? Well, because that is the ransom that pays for our freedom, that we can be ransomed from the hold of, stronghold of Satan. Because without that blood, amen, it cannot be done. That's just it. Amen. Without that, if Jesus never died for us, amen, we would be lost for all eternity. You know, they used to sacrifice animals and lambs of God for that with the blood. But now that don't have to be done anymore, because there's one who was perfect. There's one who walked in obedience, and that is Jesus Christ. It's precious. There was no sin on Jesus at all. He was sin-free. But he took upon himself all of our sins, and he bared it upon himself. That's why he died on the cross. He took it all with him. He took everything, and it was nailed to the cross. Amen? So why should we go back and take it off the cross? Amen? It was nailed to the cross. Amen? Alcoholism was nailed to the cross. Dope, drugs, was nailed to the cross. Why should we want to use drugs and alcohol when it's nailed to the cross? Amen? All of that was nailed to the cross. Addiction, anger, resentment, amen, lying, all of these filthy things that we do has been nailed to the cross. So don't take it off the cross. When you look at the cross, that's what that cross represents. Amen? Amen. It represents exactly that. So we thank the Lord for this lesson tonight. It is very powerful. Hallelujah. I'm just elated, amen, with the power that is in me, that the Lord has given me the ability. It's not me. It's the Lord in me. It's the God in me that has given me the ability to be able to explain in simple words, just bring it on down to earth, amen, about the Bible and what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. I told you last week about the sugar, and you can, if you haven't thrown it out right now, you can do it and then put some more sugar. I want you to do it again and keep it under your bed for, amen, let's say for another 7 days, 7 teaspoons of sugar into a cup and place it under your bed. Sister Sonia, I know you're listening, and I want you to do that, and that will help you. Amen. It would truly give you what you need. So when when this broadcast is over, amen, everyone take your sugar. If you got sugar left, throw it out and get some fresh sugar, amen, and let it be seven, exactly seven. Don't do five, don't do six, don't do eight, don't do nine. Pay very close attention to this, because if you don't do it right, it won't help you. It must be 7 teaspoons of sugar into a container, a cup or something that you have for that. And amen. And put it under your bed. And God is going to bless you. Amen. Our tribute as well for next week. Oh, I'll be out of town next week. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to remind all of you, we're going to on vacation. So we won't be here Sunday, and we won't be here Wednesday, the following Wednesday. So just to remind you, when you tune in and you don't hear me on there, that's because, amen, I'm on vacation. So, you know, I got to have a vacation too. Amen. I need to get some rest. Amen. So I want you all to pray for me and the wife as we go on our vacation so that we can arrive there safely and come back home safe. Now, let me give you the tribute. The tribute is there are four rivers, and find where those four rivers are. Each river had a certain mineral that God prepared. Amen. Now, if I tell you exactly where they are, then you will have it. But these are four rivers that surrounded, amen, a certain area that God created. That's the hint. I gave you that much. Amen. It was surrounded by four rivers. And research it and name each river. Now, you got 2 weeks now to get it done because we'll be out of town next Wednesday. Amen. But that gives you enough time. Amen. To find it, and please don't forget to send in your tithes and offering for this radio show to continue. And that's Post Office Box 85033. Amen. 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. Post Office Box 85033. Amen. Westland, Michigan. And the zip is 48185. I repeat it one more time. Post Office Box 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you. I love you. Amen. And don't look back. Keep moving forward, because there's greater things ahead for us all. All right? God bless you. Remember, God can do what? He can do anything.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything?
Praise
but faith?
Holy name.
Yeah. Well, I know he can. It's all right.
Good night, everyone.
Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.